Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Friday, February 28th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. According to a new report from The Information, Apple is planning to release an iPad keyboard with a built-in trackpad later this year. The report says that Apple is currently preparing the keyboard for mass production. In terms of design, the iPad Pro Smart Keyboard with trackpad is expected to be made of materials similar to the current Smart Keyboards. This implies that it will feature a fabric design, likely still with fabric-covered keys and fabric palm rests. This is interesting, and it would mean that Apple is taking a more Microsoft Surface approach to the keyboard and trackpad idea, rather than something like a MacBook. For me personally, something that worries me about the fabric idea is that you really can't use the current Smart Keyboard Folio on your lap without it being unstable and wobbly. So Apple will need to do something to the design to make it more sturdy, so you can use the iPad Pro trackpad on something other than a flat surface. As we talked about last month, DigiTimes reported that Apple is developing a backlit Smart Keyboard for the iPad Pro, also slated for release this year. That report didn't mention a built-in trackpad, nor does the Information's report corroborate the backlighting claim. The Information's report also doesn't specify when exactly to expect the release of the new Smart Keyboard with trackpad. Instead, it simply says that the accessory is coming later this year. Apple is believed to have an iPad Pro update in the works for this spring, with new features such as a triple-lens camera setup, including a 3D time-of-flight sensor. Apple so far has publicly resisted the idea of trackpad input on the iPad, but the Information says that it has been testing different ideas and prototypes internally for several years. iPadOS 13 also lays some of the groundwork for this, adding support for external input devices as an accessibility feature. So you can connect a mouse to your iPad Pro currently, but it's not a perfect system and it's not exactly designed for day-to-day use. Presumably, if Apple is planning to release a trackpad for the iPad Pro, iPadOS will also get updates to improve its support for pointing devices. But as of right now, other details about Apple's Smart Keyboard with trackpad, such as price, are unknown. But keep in mind that even the normal Smart Keyboard Folio starts at $179, so the version with a trackpad definitely won't be cheap. In other news, Apple TV Plus is developing a limited series based on the story of the infamous co-working startup WeWork. The series comes from Lee Eisenberg and Drew Crivello, and is based on the Wondery podcast We Crashed, The Rise and Fall of WeWork. This will be the second Apple TV Plus original from Eisenberg, who created the well-reviewed show Little America, and inked an overall deal with Apple last month. Of course, Eisenberg is also incredibly well known for his work on The Office. The We Crashed podcast from Wondery is a 6-part series that follows the rise and fall of WeWork, including how it went from a $47 billion valuation and potential IPO to a struggling and controversial startup. If the idea of a TV show based on WeWork sounds familiar, it's because the Apple TV Plus series is the second TV original in the works based on the startup. Another series is also in development, starring Nicholas Braun as WeWork CEO Adam Neumann. But of course, you probably know Nicholas Braun as Cousin Greg from the hit HBO show Succession. And I don't know about you, but casting Cousin Greg as the failed WeWork CEO seems almost perfect in my opinion. But details about both of these shows remain unknown. For instance, for the Apple TV Plus limited series, we don't know when it will be released or who will star in the show. And given that it's just now entering development, we probably won't learn much more for a while. Whether or not the Apple TV Plus WeWork show or the version starring Nicholas Braun comes first remains to be seen. We are sponsored this week by Hyper and its next generation of USB-C hubs that are now available to pre-order. And also, thanks to Hyper, we're giving 9-5 Mac readers the chance to win Apple's newest Mac Pro, worth $6,000. With the newest HyperDrive Gen 2, you get microSD and SD card support, 4K video at 60Hz, USB-A, USB-C, and more. The HyperDrive Gen 2 is designed to have a minimalistic industrial look that is both elegant and functional. Commonly accessed ports are placed on the front of the hub, while other more permanent connections are placed at the back for better cable management. The HyperDrive Gen 2 is available in 6, 12, and 18 port versions, and you can get 40% off the expected retail price with pre-orders on Kickstarter starting at $59. You can hit the link in the show notes to check it out and enter the Mac Pro giveaway as well. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of the day.
This weekend's top Apple deals over at 9to5 Toys include a new Best Buy flash sale, which discounts various MacBook Pro models by as much as $1,500. If you jump over to B&H, you can also save on the latest MacBook Air, which is marked down by as much as $270. You'll also find up to $200 off Mac Mini, and Apple's 10.2-inch iPad is discounted by $99 as well. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following us on Twitter at 9to5toys.
Something else I want to plug before we head out for the week is the latest episode of the 9to5 Mac Watch Time podcast, where I got to talk with Zach Hall about how I use Apple Watch with CrossFit, dieting, and so much more. It was a really fun conversation that I hope you'll check out, and you can download the latest episode of Watch Time at the link in the show notes below, or in your podcast player of choice. Speaking of podcast players of choice, if you like 9to5 Mac Daily, please be sure to subscribe wherever you listen every day. It's also tremendously helpful if you leave us a rating and a review to help more people find the show, and to help us keep making it 5 days per week. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of 9to5 Mac Daily.